We've got a very very long. Full basket here. What I think I see hands out there, but in the interest of trying to keep us on time and not cutting into your break too much, I would just throw it back to the panel for any quick wrap-ups, and then and also ask them to stay up here and remain available during the break if people have follow-on questions. So, Patrick, any final thoughts?
Well, let me also sign up to the idea of bridging the gap between area studies and the disciplines. Going back to the work of Lucian Pai on trying to keep and bolster area studies at a time when it was under assault, and my former boss, Dick Solomon, the work they did on China in Asia and understanding the Chinese, trying to look at cross-cultural and cross-negotiating perspectives was, I think, path-breaking. It allowed us to have both conceptual clarity and deep regional knowledge, local knowledge based on linguistics and field studies. That's exactly the kind of rich, textured study we need, but now it's even a more complex set of complicated actors out there that we have to deal with.
Yeah, two comments. One, I think we are seeing, in fact, some reorganization through the development of international studies programs. I chaired an all-university committee on this at KU, and we both combined the disciplines and the area studies. The thing that fascinated us as a committee, because we hadn't thought about it, is the physical sciences, particularly the climate people and the biodiversity people, or some of the epidemiologists, really wanted to get involved with this at all. So I think, in fact, that's changing. And students love it. I mean, if you're having enrollment problems, start an international studies program. The second thing is I was on the NSF political science panel, it was probably about 10 years ago now, but and the graduate research proposals that we got, and these are without question the best and the brightest of political science, typically combined a case study, well, in international studies, combined a case study with field research, and they typically had language skills at all, and quantitative techniques. And you would not have seen that 30 years ago, but that is what the best and the brightest students consider political science now, is you need both. You need the context, but you also need to generalize using systematic techniques. And I think it's really positive.
I think I had my say. I agree with my colleagues.
Great. Well, then please join me in thanking our panelists.